This is Dr. Ali dictating history, physical, patient name, King, K-I-N-G, Toya, T-O-Y-A, date of birth, 4-20-1961, place, Future Care, Charles Village, date of service, 8-5-2023, initial comprehensive evaluation and history and physical, history of present illness. This is a 62-year-old female with history of obesity, asthma, fibromyalgia, sleep apnea, diabetes mellitus, and heart failure. She was brought to the emergency room, MedStar Hospital. Patient has a sudden onset of respiratory distress at home. Patient had CPAP at home. EMS was called. EMS put the patient on CPAP. Patient went into asystole. Required epi by the paramedics, and she was bagged. BAGGED. Patient was brought initially respiratory distress, then she was found in cardiac arrest en route to the hospital. On arrival to the ED, patient was tachycardic, heart rate 139, hypertensive, blood pressure 236/114, pulse ox 88%. Lab revealed lactic acid 7.2, leukocytosis, BNP was elevated, troponin elevated. Imaging study, CT of the head negative for acute intracranial abnormality, CT angiogram of the chest, no evidence of PE. Small, moderate, bilateral, pleural effusion noted. Patient was placed on broad spectrum IV antibiotics. Patient's echocardiogram showed ejection fraction 25-30%. Patient admitted to the ICU. She was managed. Ultimately, she was extubated. She received IV diuretic for volume management. She underwent cardiac cath on July 31st that showed non-obstructive coronary artery disease. Patient was ordered life vest that was delivered. PTOT done. They recommended subacute rehab. While in the hospital, patient was admitted status post cardiac arrest, required intubation, placed on the ventilator in ICU, slowly weaned off, troponin was elevated up to 894, then downtrended, test X-ray showed pulmonary congestion, volume overload, and dilated cardiomyopathy. Patient was managed, antihypertensive medication adjusted, started an Aresto, Jardiance, aspirin, metoprolol, and statin, and life vest order. Patient has a non-sustained VTAC that was managed with metoprolol. Community acquired pneumonia, treated with IV antibiotics for 5 days. Transaminitis improved. SIRS with lactic acidosis, most likely due to cardiac arrest. Patient had asthma, she was given PR and nebulizer treatment. For sleep apnea, maintaining CPAP at night. History of right hip fracture, local lidocaine patch, and orthopedic outpatient follow-up was advised. Upon discharge, patient was sent to subacute rehab for continuation of physical therapy. Today, when I saw the patient in the rehab unit, subacute, Charles Village, patient feeling some pain in the right hip, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting. Past medical history, number one, sleep apnea, number two, asthma, number three, diabetes mellitus, number four, osteoarthritis, history of right hip fracture, osteoarthritis, history of anemia, sleep apnea and CPAP at home at night, medication upon discharge, aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 80 mg daily at night, empagliflozin, 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 10 mg daily in the morning, Lasix 40 mg daily, Lispro insulin, Metoplar 25 mg half tablet BID, Entresto 24/26 one tablet twice a day. Rua system at present, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea. Ribs are sore because after the CPR, she told me. Musculoskeletal, no pain. Has right hip pain, dental urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrinopathy, uniparadipsia. Social history, no smoking, no drug abuse. Family history, pastor diabetes, hypertension. A physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, M3, obese, blood pressure 124 over 72, pulse 86, temperature 97.8 Fahrenheit, respiration 18 per minute, pulse ox 98%, blood sugar this morning 115, body weight 268.4 pounds. Headache, mechanomicalic, eyes and ectaric, no ENS, discharge, throat fear, neck supple, no JVD, chest, non-tender, lungs, decreased breaths from the bilateral lower lungs, no wheezing, heart S1-S2, abdomen soft, obese, bowel sound positive, extremity traits, edema, right hip, some tenderness to palpate, neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented M3, gait not tested, patient lying in the bed and feeling pain in the hip, complaining of difficulty ambulation. Assessment, patient is admitted to subacute rehab for deconditioning, recent cardiac arrest. Next line, recent respiratory failure. Next line, metabolic acidosis. Next line, respiratory acidosis. Next line, pneumonia treated. Next line, leukocytosis improved. Next line, CHF. With the non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction of 25% to 30% has been placed in life vest. Respiratory failure with hypoxia, with recovery, diabetes mellitus, next line hypertension, next line history of asthma, next line history of anemia, next line history of morbid obesity, history of sleep apnea on CPAP, history of osteoarthritis. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. Life vest has been ordered and placed. Follow CBC, CMP, PTOT. Next line. Detailed discussion with the patient. Code status. Code status. Next line. Code status discuss the patient. Patient want to be full code. Next line, patient want to be transferred to the hospital for hospital level of care. Next line, blood transfusion if needed. Patient want that. Hemodialysis if needed. G2 feeding if needed. IV antibiotic if needed. And blood transfusion if needed and hemodialysis if needed. Detailed discussion with the patient regarding code status was done. All the patient questions were answered. Care plan was also discussed with nursing staff. Thank you.